knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his.
Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Aha! I found your trouble. Well, they don't call me Roto-Rooter Ralph for nothing. Here's the problem with your disposal. This little pit here. That's what stopped it.
Oh, I guess you could call that a pit stop. Little joke.
A very little joke. In fact, it was the pits. I can repartee with the best of them. Oh, excuse me. No more pits, understand?
Yes, sir.
Oh, morning, Janet.
Hi, dear.
So how was your date last night?
Well, let's see. How can I put it most kindly? He was like a snake with hands.
That would make him a lizard.
Mr. Furley, perhaps you'd like to come over here where you can hear better.
No, no, I'm fine here, as long as you speak up.
Honestly.
He's no Robert Redford, huh?
Terry, this guy had the IQ of a camel, the table manners of a pig, and the personality of a wet tent.
Are you going to see him again?
Mr. Furley, we're trying to have a private conversation here.
Maybe I better come over.
Mr. Furley, we would like to be alone.
Well, pardon me, why do you say so? You don't have to get huffy. Women, how do you figure them? Oh, God, look who I'm asking.
Wouldn't it be easier just to live with a clogged sink? Janet, what do you think your father would like for dinner tonight?
Well, let's see, Jack. He's going to be coming off a long flight.
Something light, huh? How about chicken?
Oh, great, yeah. And Jack, thanks again. I really appreciate it.
Well, are you kidding me? How often does your father get to come to town? We're going to have some fun tonight. Heaven, I'm in heaven. And wing it, Mama. Woo! Having some fun tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Jack, what are you so happy about?
Doreen.
Who's Doreen?
You haven't met her, but Doreen is lovely. That's who she is. She's so sweet. And every time I'm with her, I just feel so good.
What's she do?
Terry, that's very personal.
Jack, I think what Terry means is, what does she do for a living?
Oh, that. Oh.
Yeah, that.
Well, oh. She works.
Doing what?
This and that.
Why are you being so evasive?
Why are you being so nosy? Give me a break.
Why can't you just tell us what the girl does for a living?
Janet, what difference does it make what she does? The important thing is what she is, right?
Right. So what is she?
She's about this tall, blonde hair.
Jack.
Oh, look at the time. You're going to be late for the flower
Jack.
Shop.
Jack, wait a minute.
You don't have a minute.
Jack.
Janet, flowers have feelings, too.
Hi.
Oh, Doreen, you look so beautiful just standing there.
Does that mean I have to stay out here?
No. Please, come in. Just sit on the couch. I'll be ready in a minute. You know, I thought it was impossible.
What?
For you to look even better now than you did last night.
My, aren't you full of compliments?
He's full of something.
Oh, how droll, Terry. Doreen, I'd like you to meet my humor-filled roommate, Terry Alden. This is Dr. I'm sorry, Doreen, it just slipped out.
Don't worry, I didn't hear a thing.
Thank you.
So what kind of a doctor are you?
Terry.
No, it's all right. It's just that I asked Jack not to mention that I was a psychologist.
Oh, why?
I find it puts people on their guard. They stop being themselves.
I can understand that.
Yes, and besides that, they immediately start asking for advice.
I know exactly what you mean. I mean, I'm a nurse, and people always bug me for medical advice. I mean, it makes me so mad I could just scream. How do you suggest I handle that, doctor?
Terry!
Oh!
I have to get to work. Okay. It was really nice meeting you, doctor.
Doreen!
Right. Well, ciao. See what I mean, Jack? Jack, you've got to promise me you won't tell anybody else what I do.
I promise, okay?
Good. I'm so glad you asked me out today, Jack.
Are you?
Well, of course. I really like you, you know.
See, that's one of the things I like about you, your good taste. Well, let's get on down to the beach, okay?
Jack. What's your hurry?
Well, the surf is really twitching at this time of day. You know, we gotta get the curls, man, and go surfing.
Jack.
Yes.
This is the third time we've been alone together, and you haven't even kissed me.
Is that all you girls think about?
Are you afraid of me?
Me afraid of you? Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Then it must be my job.
Your job? What? Just because you're a psychologist who specializes in,
sexual dysfunctions?
Yeah, that.
It doesn't. Jack, you know, you're not the first man who's been put off by what I do for a living.
I'm not?
No. When it comes to sex, you think I've seen it all, heard it all?
No.
Well, I have.
You have?
Jack, relax. When I'm with you, I forget that I'm a professional.
You do?
Come on, Jack. Are you afraid of getting a bad grade? Do you think I'm going to rate you on a scale from 1 to 10?
Yes, no. Yeah, well, I don't know what to... Should...
Ooh. 4.7.
Oh, no. Well, should I take a makeup exam, do you think? What, are you gonna time me now?
No, it's just that I promised a client I'd call him at 10 this morning.
But it's your day off.
I know, but I can't let John down. You see, his marriage is at stake.
Why?
Well, he thinks he's a lousy lover.
What makes him think that?
His wife keeps telling him.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, and he's so upset he's moved out. You see, I'm trying to restore his confidence.
Restore? How do you... Clinic?
I just talk to him.
I thought so. Yeah, that's what I think. Does it take long?
Sometimes, but I think his case is just temporary.
Oh, sort of like a batting slump, huh? He's not hitting it off, or, you know... Sometimes you gotta really concentrate. Otherwise, you think you're worried too much, you know... Grease up with that pine tar, otherwise it gets a... You know, the phone's over there if you need to...
Thank you. Sorry. Jack.
Yeah?
Would you excuse me?
Oh, sure, I'm sorry. You guys talk, I'll be in the kitchen with my...
Hello, John. Dr. McMillan. Hey, slow down. Easy. You seem so anxious. Well, of course I'm available. No. Right now? Okay, I'll come to your hotel. Oh, no, it's no trouble at all. That's what I get paid for. Oh, that's right. I almost forgot. What's your room number? Oh.
Did you see Doreen?
I sure did.
Isn't she something?
She sure is.
I knew you'd like her.
Jack, She's in there right now, calling a...
John. That's okay, Janet. I told her she could use the phone.
It's okay.
Janet, it's only a local call.
Jack,
what?
I heard her on the phone. I know what she does for a living.
Oh, no. But remember, you didn't hear it from me, all right?
Doesn't it bother you?
Well, a little.
A little?
Well, but as long as she's helping people.
I don't believe this. I don't believe this.
Hi, you must be Janet.
Yeah, I must.
Jack, I apologize, but I've got to run. I have an appointment.
To help somebody?
Did you tell the whole world?
No, I didn't. She's just very intuitive.
Oh, I guess it doesn't matter. I'll be back just as soon as I can.
Okay, bye-bye.
It was nice to meet you, Janet.
Well, hang on. Before you go, could I just ask you one thing?
Listen, I'll be glad to help you with any problem, but I have to take care of a client first, okay?
See what I mean, Janet? Somebody needs help, and she runs. What a pro.
She's a pro, all right.
And, Janet, we're going to be seeing a lot of Doreen around here.
We are?
As a matter of fact, I invited her to dinner tonight.
Jack, my father's going to be here tonight.
Don't worry, there'll be plenty of chicken to go around.
Jack!
And let's try to get Doreen to open up.
Open up?
Yeah, for your father's sake.
What?
I'm telling you, Janet, once she gets started, she's going to charm the pants off your dad.
Ow!
My shit!
You're lucky, Jack. That's not where I was aiming. Another.
Janet, I know it's none of my business, but don't you think you've had enough?
You're right, Mike.
Yeah.
It's none of your business.
You're gonna hate yourself in the morning.
Mike?
All right, look, okay. Another large order of French fries. Most of my customers drink when they're upset.
Well, I eat when I'm upset. And I also drink. Give me another root beer.
Hi there, Janet. Oh, you look a little more cheerful than you did this morning.
Go away.
Of course, the light's a little bad in here.
Look, Mr. Furley, could you please just leave me alone?
You're lucky I was there to help you out with your sink this morning. If I hadn't been there, that water would have backed up and overflowed. And I'm talking dirty water. Then you get your germs and flies and cockroaches and big clumps of goop.
Not while I'm eating.
Oh, right, yeah. I'll wait till you're through. You know, it's crazy when you think about it.
What?
Well, they call it ketchup, but they spell it catsup. Why do you think that is?
I never think about ketchup.
It's ketchup.
Whatever.
Are you going to eat your ketchup?
No, and I'm not going to eat my ketchup either.
Mind if I have it?
Be my guest.
Okay, thanks.
I don't eat my french fries.
Well, you didn't think I was going to eat your ketchup with my bare fingers, did you?
Mr. Furley, could you please just leave me alone?
All right, all right. You don't have to get in a snit.
What's the matter?
No wonder she goes out with losers. With her disposition, she's lucky to have any dates at all. Damn!
What's wrong?
It's Jack. He invited Doreen to dinner tonight.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Nice? Terry, my father's gonna be there.
So?
Don't you know what she does?
Sure, and I think it's a nice change for Jack.
I beg your pardon?
I think a woman like that could teach Jack a lot.
What is the matter with you?
Me?
Oh, Janet, you're not jealous, are you?
Of what?
Well, I mean, Doreen makes a lot of money. She sets her own hours, and she's doing something that she really likes.
You're worse than Jack. Give me that French fry.
Here you go, Doctor. Take one of these and call me in the morning.
Well, I hope I won't need a phone.
Well, sure you will, unless... Oh, you wouldn't. I mean, not that you couldn't. I mean, we shouldn't, should we? Or do you want? I mean, I had a wonderful time today at the beach, did you?
Well, I was a little disappointed.
You were?
Yes. I wore my new bikini especially for you, and you didn't say anything.
Well, there was so little to talk about.
Then you did notice.
Well, I have to admit, I did take an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny little peeky at it.
Well, I hope you liked it.
You mean you couldn't tell?
I can't read minds, Jack.
That's a relief. I mean, that's very interesting.
But a person's body language can tell me a lot.
Like what?
Well, for instance, if a person is... repressed. He's usually very tense.
Oh, yeah.
If he's much too relaxed, then I can tell he's scheming.
Oh, really?
And of course, a person who is completely unsure of himself doesn't know how to sit.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's interesting because I observe a lot of people myself at the restaurant. And the people, you know, it's really interesting. People like, well... People from Motown sit like this, you know.
Jack, what am I gonna do with you?
Oh, I could make a list.
Jack.
Yeah?
I've been looking forward to this all day.
You know, you have the most beautiful eyes in the whole world.
Well, you don't have to use a line on me.
No, no, that's not a line. I've never said that to another girl in my whole life.
Really?
Scout's honor.
Look into my eyes and tell me you've never said that to anyone else. And remember, I'm a trained professional. I can tell when you're lying.
I have never said that to any other girl.
Huh? You got a lie detector? What is that?
It's just my phone beeper.
I knew that. I knew that.
I have to call my office.
Okay, no problem. I'll just sit here and wait for my heart to get started again.
Yes, this is Dr. McMillan. Oh, darn. Where is he? Uh-huh. Well, hold on. Jack.
Yeah?
Well, you know that client I told you about this morning?
Uh-huh.
He's at a phone booth near here, and he's very upset. Could he come over for a few minutes?
Here?
Well, it sounds like an emergency, and I'm afraid if I don't talk to him, he might do something desperate.
You don't mean...
That's right. Go to another therapist.
Oh, my God!
Really, it's important.
Sure, he can come over here and use one of the bedrooms as an office.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks. Yes, just tell him to come over. Yes.
Oh, Janet, wait till you hear.
We have to talk.
Yeah, but first, you gotta...
Nothing first, now.
What's so urgent?
Steph, we have a problem, a big problem.
You sure do. Give me
this. I don't have a citizenship.
You keep eating those, you'll turn into La Blimp.
I know, and it'll be all your fault.
What are you talking about?
About that woman that you're seeing.
Shh.
Jack, don't shush me. I'm going to have my say.
You'll disturb Doreen.
Doreen?
Yeah, she's with a client trying to save his marriage.
Where?
In your room.
My room?
Yeah, Janet.
In my room?
Wait a minute. My room is occupied.
Occupied?
Yes. Surprise, your father's here.
Daddy?
Yeah, keep your voice down. You're going to wake him up. He's taking a nap.
My father is in there taking a nap while she's in there with
John.
Oh.
Oh, Jack. Jack, I want to thank you again.
Oh, my pleasure.
I feel so much better now.
Well, glad to hear.
I just don't know what I'd do without Doreen.
You could go home to your wife.
Now I can. Thanks again, Jack.
Okay, my pleasure. Take care.
Thanks for the room.
All right. Boy, he's so much happier now than when he first came in.
Jack, how could you?
Janet. You have got some terrific father.
They've met?
Oh, sure. They hit it off right from the start.
Excuse us.
What is wrong with you?
Jack, I want that woman out of this house. You have 30 seconds to say goodbye.
Janet, can I just...
Is Janet upset about something?
Oh. What makes you say that?
Jack, I don't think we should ignore this. I think we should go talk to her.
Doreen, I don't think that's such a good idea. I told you it wasn't such a good idea.
Okay. She is expressing hostility about something. She obviously has trouble putting feelings into words.
Jack Tripper, you are the most thoughtless, insensitive excuse for a man that I have ever met.
But she's getting better at it.
What you did was low, cheap, and unfeeling.
Much better.
Daddy!
Oh, what all the rumpus out here?
Rumpus? Nothing. We were just saying goodbye to Doreen.
Oh, I thought she was staying for dinner.
So did I.
Well, then it's all settled.
Good. Well, then let's just all relax and wait for dinner, all right? Is that...
So, Doreen, how did you make out with that, John?
Oh, just fine.
Good. Isn't Doreen something, Janet? She even makes house calls.
Hey, Janet, can I get you something?
Get away from me.
Hors d'oeuvres. Good idea. I'll be right there.
You know, Doreen, I've been thinking. Maybe you can help Janet's Uncle Fred.
What?
Well, you might as well know, Janet. He and your Aunt Martha have been having problems.
Well, you just tell him to give me a call. Here's my card.
You've even got a business card.
Here we are, chips and dip.
Just a minute, Jack. Janet, do you know what I do for a living?
I certainly do. It's right here in black and white. Doreen McMillan, the rapist.
That's therapist.
Yeah, that's therapist.
She always did have trouble with her reading.
Therapist. Therapist.
Well, yeah. What did you think she did, Pumpkin?
Yeah, Pumpkin, what did you think?
I thought that the ring of fire...
Hi.
Hi, Terry. Is Janet home?
No.
Good. I don't know what's with that girl. She acts like somebody put a burr under her saddle.
Mr. Furley, well, you see...
Why can't she act more like you?
Like me?
Yeah, you're so sweet, and you have a nice disposition, and you don't snap my head off for ketchup.
You mean ketchup?
No, I mean ketchup.
Well, where I come from, they call it ketchup.
Well, they're wrong.
Mr. Furley, it's really not important.
Ketchup's not important?
Mr. Furley, call it whatever you like. I really don't care.
You don't care? You don't care? Well, I'm just going to pretend I didn't even hear that.
Mr. Furley, what...
That's the trouble with you young people today. You don't care about anything that counts. Today it's ketchup, tomorrow the world! It's ketchup, but don't you forget it!
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.